Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time for us to have our conversation about politics with NBC News political director Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press, host of MSNBC's MTP Daily at 1 p.m. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Chuck Todd. Good morning to you, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not a military guy, and I've gone back and forth and heard different generals and different people in the military talking about General Milley, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and whether or not he did the right or wrong thing in talking to the Chinese about what he considered a threat from President Trump before and after the election. What's the prevailing thought?
Well, I think we need to know the whole story. I think there's two ways this could have gone. If it is the way it's been described in the book, with Woodward book, which is it was out of fear of Trump, I think you can make an argument he went outside the chain of command, and that's a situation. You know, if you recall the General Stanley McChrystal situation back in during the early Obama terms, you could argue, you know, when he went outside the, you know, he was fired for less essentially, but a similar thing. Basically, you go outside the chain of command. What Milley's people are claiming they were doing was this, Jimmy, and this is why it's like, okay, what's the whole story? What they're arguing is the Chinese, in own intelligence, believed that the U.S. was going to attack, and he was trying to say, we don't know where you're getting your bad intelligence, but that's not true. So that's what I'm saying. Here's the reality, though, Jimmy, is the answer is knowable. He did not do this, according to everybody involved here, he did not do this in some sort of back channel way. He did this through official channels. And what does that mean? It means people are listening, you know, people that are charged like you're supposed to. They're taking notes. There may even be a recording, certainly a transcript. So these are knowable answers. I think it's something that at a minimum Congress should get to the bottom of. You know, like I said, we need to know what the story is, because the version that I can tell you this, though, here's the real General Milley talks too much. And if I were, at the Pentagon right now, and I can tell you this, my own sources have been telling me this. There's a lot of people think that General Milley's talking too much, spending way too much time with reporters. Maybe it's because he feels guilty about the whole June 1st thing, which he has expressed a lot of regret for. If you recall, that's the infamous photo op at the church during the George Floyd protest in front of the White House, if you remember that day. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I think he's in this mess because, you know, he's talking to reporters too much. And I say this to somebody who wants him to talk to me too. I mean, I've got a double-edged sword, but I'm just looking at this analytically. He's talking too much, and he's created his own mess here.
There's one other issue with this that, you know, Joe Biden stands behind him, he says, but I'm wondering whether or not Joe Biden stands beside him because of Afghanistan, and whether or not he's concerned that Milley might come out with some things about Afghanistan that were, you know what I mean? That's a double.
I think it's
too.
A totally legitimate thought, Jimmy. I'm there with you, 100%. I think that has a lot to do with it. That there's been a little less finger pointing than I expected between the Pentagon and the White House. And maybe this has something to do with it. We'll see.
Right.
I'll promise you this, though. I do think Milley is a man on an island. He was a Trump appointee, so Democrats don't feel like they owe him anything. And Republicans don't have a lot, aren't very happy with him right now. When he gets up on Capitol Hill and he starts testifying in the next couple of weeks, both on Afghanistan, this is going to come up. And it's going to be it could be a rough outing. Look, he's a very good TV performer. You know, the general is, and when he's in that uniform, it can be an intimidating force. But I think he's going to be in for a rude awakening on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you got coming up? Meet the Press on Sunday.
Well, we're going to look at this sort of if we ever can get some straight answers on COVID and booster shots. That's something we want to unpack a little bit, but also delve into this latest sort of one of the impeachment Republicans deciding to pass. and what that says about who's in charge of the Republican Party these days. I would argue Donald Trump is winning. If you're wondering who's in charge, I think it's pretty clear he is.
What do you mean impeachment?
One of the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Trump decided
decided he's going to retire. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the problems with this whole thing, though, Chuck, is that you know that next November, if the House turns over, given our most recent history, that Joe Biden will probably be impeached that following year. It's
a year, maybe less than that. But you're right. I think we're headed for some tit for tat type of politics. I'll tell you that.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And this Milley thing is part of that too.
I just finished the Grant book, and I've been living in the 1850s to 1880 in reading some history lately. And let me tell you, it doesn't just rhyme. It's repeating itself if we're not careful.
Yeah. Grover Cleveland and all that kind of good stuff. Love Grover.
We're headed to a rough
yeah, we're rough headed to a Grover. Right, come on over, pal. Hey, thanks, Chuck. We'll look forward to this. Meet the Press Sunday at 10 a.m., of course, on NBC6 here locally. Thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
You got it.